USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Gas is now $5 a gallon. AAA says the nationwide average for a gallon of regular jumped 19 cents in the past week and up $1.93 from this time a year ago. And some places are paying well above $5 a gallon. Several factors come into play for the record prices. Demand is up because it's summer, sanctions against Russia because of their war with Ukraine, and some of the refineries in the U.S. shut down due to the pandemic, limiting refining capacity. California has the highest average at $6.43. Mississippi has the lowest at $4.52 a gallon. Americans are paying more for other things as inflation hits its highest level since 1981. Consumer prices surging 8.6% last month. The cost of groceries up nearly 12%. Rent is also up by 5.5%. Those statistics come from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
North Korea leader Kim Jong-un, doubling down on his arms buildup, says it's due to an aggravating security environment. Kim's comments came during a three-day political conference that wrapped up on Friday. He defended his accelerating weapons development as a rightful exercise of sovereign rights to self-defense. The plenary meeting of the Workers' Party's Central Committee came amid a streak in missile demonstrations aimed at forcing the United States to accept the idea of North Korea as a nuclear power. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega is authorizing Russian troops, planes, and ships to deploy to his country for the purposes of training, law enforcement, or other emergency response. A spokeswoman for the Kremlin's foreign ministry called the measure routine. Ortega has been a staunch ally of Russia since his days leading the 1979 revolution that ousted dictator Anastasio Somoza. This week on Wall Street, another losing week, all due to concerns surrounding inflation. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A major city in Southern California is taking steps to make sure no one takes advantage of the baby formula shortage.
The Los Angeles City Council ratified a local emergency declaration by Mayor Eric Garcetti to prevent local price gouging amid the shortage of baby formula across the U.S. Under the local emergency declaration, it is illegal for any person or business to sell baby or toddler formula for more than 10% the price charge prior to the emergency declaration. This is all according to the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. It's not clear if any other state or city is entering the same declaration.
USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reporting. A lawsuit brought against the National Rifle Association by New York Attorney General Letitia James is no mere witch hunt. So says a judge who dismissed the NRA's claims that the case is a political vendetta, meaning that the lawsuit can continue. James is accusing some of the group's top executives of financial improprieties and sought to dissolve the group. The NRA said in a court filing last year that James is waging a blatant retaliation campaign because of its views. The Norway branch of Swedish furniture maker IKEA wants to help parents in picking names for their children. The company has a long history of distinctive names for its furniture pieces. IKEA Norway has built a name bank with more than 800 listings on its website. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.